Hello there, this is Mistress Brighton of EnchantrixTees.com, and that's also the name of my website. And today I wanted to talk to you about cum eating. That's right, guys. I want to talk to you about coached cum eating and how to encourage you to eat that load after you've blown your load. Let's face it, men have a limited amount of brain cells, and unlike women, they lack the ability to multitask. That small number is further reduced when you bring arousal into the picture. Now, you would think, in this case, that you wouldn't be able to get a man to do much of anything while he's horny. But the remarkable thing about men is that when you whittle them down to all but a few basic functions, you can get them to do anything. The question with cum eating is, how do you get a guy to eat his cum after he's blown his load? Well, first of all, you need to understand, guys, it's delicious, it's nutritious, and it's good for you. And with a mistress, we have our ways of getting what we want, and we know how badly you want to come. Once you've gotten all worked up, you don't want to be denied, do you? And we use that to our advantage, knowing that you've been built up for so long. Maybe we have you wait for a couple of days, get those balls nice and full, and then not allowing you to come until you've fulfilled your end of the bargain. I think men are great at taking instruction, for instance, during guided masturbation, and I think that there are a couple of techniques as far as getting them from orgasm to cum eating. For instance, there is a pretty simple technique of just flipping your legs over your head so that you can aim and shoot that cum load straight into your open mouth right when the magic happens, and you don't have to worry about wasting a single drop because it just shoots right in your mouth. Now, if that's not a possibility, it can come in your hand or even a shot glass and just right down the hatch, swallow it all. Now, my own personal experience, I used to have a sub who absolutely loved to come all over his food. I know you're thinking, why would somebody do that? Well, come on. Guys, this is guys we're talking about, and you know you guys like to do some pretty interesting things when you're horny. He used to come all over his food and then eat it in front of me. You know, he'd perform for me on cam. Sometimes we'd have two sessions a day, one at morning and one at night, where he'd put a little extra cream in his coffee, give his glazed donut a little extra icing before stuffing it into his mouth. And, well, there was this pizza incident, but I'll let you use your imagination as to what kind of topping his pizza had that night. But I do have to say that cum cubes are my absolute favorite way to make a guy eat his cum. Because all you have to do is shoot your load right into that ice cube tray and wrap that load up in the freezer and freeze it for later. And the great thing about freezing is that you can also keep adding to it. You can add more and more and more cum to that ice tray until you've got a perfectly formed, ready-to-eat cum cube for your consumption. Yum, yum! Doesn't that sound delicious? Now, if you've never eaten your cum before, but you're curious and, you know, you've been hesitant, maybe you need some encouragement, my suggestion would be making cum cubes and saving up enough for a cum-flavored popsicle and then having your mistress make you stroke and not allowing you to cum until you've sucked and slurped that cum-sickle down every last drop. Now, if you're intrigued and you'd like to try cum eating, I would suggest scheduling a coach come eating session with Mrs. Brighton. That's me by calling 1-800-601-6975. That's all for now, boys. Can't wait to hear from you. Bye-bye.